With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department says Florida Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick has been indicted on charges of stealing $5 million in FEMA funds and then using some of that money to aid her campaign in 2021. Here's correspondent Jennifer King with more.
Prosecutors say instead of returning the money, the then-candidate and her brother laundered it through multiple accounts. A staffer is also accused of setting up a straw donor scheme, and her tax preparer faces a charge of conspiring to file a false federal tax return. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi described it as a selfish, cynical crime. No one is above the law, Bondi says, least of all powerful people who rob taxpayers for personal gain. Jennifer King, Washington.
Law enforcement authorities in Charlotte, North Carolina, say a federal immigration crackdown centered in the city appears to be tapering, but a Homeland Security official says no, the operation will continue as is. A spokeswoman says 370 people have been arrested in the last 5 days, with authorities searching for more illegal aliens. Latest findings on the recent deadly UPS plane crash have been released.
Federal investigators say the UPS plane that crashed in Kentucky and killed 14 people had cracks in the left wing's engine mount. A series of six photos the National Transportation Safety Board released showed the rear of the engine starting to detach before it flew up and over the wing as flames erupted. The next image shows the wing engulfed by flames as the burning engine flies above it. The final image shows the plane starting to get airborne. But the NTSB says the MD-11 plane only got 30 feet off the ground.
Nothing is said just yet, but the Trump administration proposing new oil drilling off the coast of California and Florida. This is SRN News. Well, marriage is falling out of fashion in the United States.
According to a new poll by the Barna Group, a Christian research firm, just 46% of Americans are currently married. Compare that to about two-thirds of the country's population in 1950. The Barna Report says, quote, younger generations are postponing marriage longer than before. Since 1950, the average age at which adults are first getting married has increased from 23 to 30 years old for men and from 20 to 29 years old for women. Michael Harrington reporting.
A South Carolina bill that would allow judges to sentence women to get abortion who get abortions to decades in prison has stalled after failing to get out of the legislative subcommittee. Four of the six Republicans on the panel refused to vote on that measure, which would ban all abortions unless the woman's life happens to be threatened. This is SRN News. Rough day on Wall Street. Here's Bob Agnew.
When investors worry about a possible AI bubble collapse, all eyes shift to NVIDIA, right at the forefront of accelerated computing that's been all the rage lately. The good news is, it turns out rumors of the chipmaker's demise were greatly exaggerated, but despite another blowout profit report, NVIDIA was the heaviest weight on the market Thursday, down almost $6 a share by the closing bell. Overall, the NASDAQ composite sank by 2.2%. Bob Agner reporting.
More promising news for the economy. U.S. employers added a solid 119,000 jobs in September. The Labor Department also says the unemployment rate rose just slightly from 4.3% to 4.4% in August. That increase in payrolls was more than double the 50,000 that economists had been forecasting. More details at srnnews.com.